Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Gill. Batting third. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex McCall. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alex McCall. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis takes first base on ball four. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Travis moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Schult reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. Kress moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis throws to second for one, and Meyer throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fox scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, Athletics, 1. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Senators. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Worstler hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schultz strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis juggles the ball. That's an error on Travis. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Bolton and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0 for 1 in the game. McCall strikes out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham bunts towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Travis, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch pinch hits for Alex McCall. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 2. The Athletics will come to bat. General Crowder now pitching. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Crowder, and towards Meyer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Worstler takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to third. Worstler moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kress. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Worstler scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 3 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge pinch hits for Joe Cronin. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Senators 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Aussie Bluge now playing shortstop. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gill. Berry reaches second base with a double. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Athletics. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 2 in the game. Markham bunts towards first. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. Berry moves to third. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bolton takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Schult reaches second base with a double. Bolton moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips pinch hits for General Crowder. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.